relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Quick pop quiz. On the day where, for the first time ever in our republic's history, a president is tried in the Senate for a second time, and for the first time ever in our history when it happens when he's a private individual who's left office, who do you want on a nationally syndicated radio show after an hour with legal experts Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tansing? I give you one choice, because there's only one right answer. Presidential historian, columnist, financier, justice reform advocate is the right answer. And his name is Conrad Black. Lord Black, welcome to America First on this inauspicious day.
Thank you, Sebastian. It's an honor to follow Joe DeGeneva and his wife. They're great Americans, in my opinion.
It's funny you should say that. They spoke very highly of you as they were leaving the studio when I mentioned who would be next. You have your most recent piece at the website, American Greatness, amgreatness.com. It is entitled Biden's Honeymoon Interruptus. We used quite a bit of Latin in the first hour. And in the first sentence, you call the events we are witnessing right now, as the president's lawyer, David Schoen, is speaking, you describe them as this Senate's impeachment circus. Please, with your perspective as a presidential historian, amongst other things, how should we look at today's events?
As an absolute absurdity and an outrage. Everyone agrees. Even people who don't like the president, the ex-president, agree that legally he didn't incite anything. It wasn't incitement. All manner of people, Alan Dershowitz, Andy McCarthy, all kinds of legal experts, irrespective of what they think of Trump politically, are united on that point. It was not an insurrection. No one sought an insurrection. Even the hooligans, the essentially professional hooligans who led the charge into the Capitol, they weren't trying to overthrow the government by violent means. So they're just vandals. To the extent that they were accompanied by pro-Trump people, they were comparatively passive and certainly weren't incited by the president. So you'll have a president, a former president of the country, who is falsely charged with an incitement he did not make, of an act he did not wish, and no one else sought it either, with the penalty of removing him from an office he does not hold. The answer to it has nothing to do with January the 6th. It has nothing to do with anything except, one, the pathological hatred of Trump by those whom he threatened and displaced and still threatens, because he's by far the greatest single political force in the country, and two, the fearfulness of the Democratic elders who put Biden across as president, that if they lose the ability to focus public attention on Trump in a negative way and are indeed the focus of attention themselves, they will suffer from it. And the shortcomings of this administration, which are already becoming clear after less than 3 weeks, will bubble to the top of public consciousness. And I think the answer in a word is psychiatric. I think we have the pathologies of Speaker Pelosi and some of the others, with the addiction to Trump hate, with the fearfulness of what happens when Trump is not the chief subject of political discourse, and in fact, the performance of the administration is.
We have the ancient historian and strategist Victor Davis Hanson coming on in the final hour.
Another great American. If I'm between the Genovas and Victor Hanson, I feel, not to get too maudlin about it, but it is an honor I never thought would be visited upon me.
You are in the same category as far as our listeners are concerned. I'm going to ask him, based upon, the great Thucydides, the motivations. Let's dig a little bit deeper, because according to Thucydides' History of the Peloponnesian Wars, a community only does things for three reasons: honor, fear, or interest. I don't understand. Unless it's fear, I don't see the logic of today's proceedings, because you said he's the most powerful political figure outside of politics today. Doesn't this event, this travesty, run the credible risk of making Donald Trump, the private citizen, ever more powerful, Conrad?
Well, I would say yes, of course it does, and it does because of two things. He is going to, or his counsel, are going to put directly in front of the public, in which can't be canceled or ignored, the allegation that, in fact, it's a tainted election and he won the election in the Electoral College. I think the former president made a mistake claiming he'd won the popular vote. I just don't believe that over 6 million votes were switched. I think it is very plausible, extremely plausible, that at least 50,000 key, tactically well-placed votes were switched in the states of Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and that's all it took to turn the election. And despite the massive effort that the Democrats and their allies in the media and social media have made to suppress anyone who questions the legitimacy of the election result, it is now going to be right out there, and at least half the country is going to say Biden's not a legitimate president. And the other thing is, it is a colossal tactical error just in comparative terms. Their goal, obviously, is to smear Trump, tie him up, and keep him out of public life while keeping public attention focused on him. That impeachment alone, put through some phony censure motion, some sanctimonious claptrap criticizing him for what he said on January 6th, and left it to a prosecutor in the District of Columbia to go after him. The vote is 95% Democrat in the District of Columbia. There are only 15,000 Republican voters. You'd get an all-Democratic jury, and you'd probably get a conviction, no matter how absurd the charge was, at first instance. And you'd tie Trump up in a trial and appeals for 3 years. That would have been the smart move. But oh no, they couldn't do that. They had to go through with the absolute fraud of trying to remove from office a person who doesn't hold the office for something he didn't do in pursuit of a goal he did not wish.
You mentioned the social media response and the left's attempt in the legacy media to stifle First Amendment complaints against the last election. Just so everybody understands, this show with 3 million listeners, 29 million views, 30 million views actually on YouTube, when a congresswoman, Conrad, came on this show 2 weeks ago and said that a large proportion of Trump voters think that there are problems with the last election, YouTube, owned by Google, suspended our channel for a week. Isn't that likewise an overstepping of the mark that makes those who doubt the election ever more convinced of the certitude of their allegations?
I would say it not only does that, it has to make even those who are happy with the election result, who are not Trump supporters, and may even be quite hostile to Trump. It has to make a great many of those people very uneasy that if YouTube and the other giant firms, I believe it's in the Google group, isn't it, YouTube?
Alphabet, it is. YouTube belongs to Alphabet, which owns Google, and then, of course, there's Facebook and Twitter as well.
Yeah, well, they've all locked arms here to try and sandbag the former president. And any reasonable person in that country, regardless of their political views, is going to have to focus on the fact that if it can happen to the congresswoman you mentioned, or in the case, the famous case of Trump himself being thrown off the platform by Twitter, then it can happen to anyone. And how is this reconcilable with fundamental American values and the Bill of Rights? It isn't. It isn't. That's the answer. It isn't reconcilable. It is unconstitutional, un-American, and generally illegal. And why there isn't a greater revulsion against it by now is a mystery to me. But if these people just keep pushing on what they think is an open door, that there's no end to what Trump 8 will do and where it will get them, they're going to find out that eventually, finally, the irrepressible, puritanical, democratic, meritocratic spirit of America is going to strike them down.
We are talking to Lord Conrad Black, author of A President Like No Other, Donald A. Trump, Donald J. Trump, and the Restoring of America. You can follow him at Conrad M. Black on Twitter and his writings, amongst other places, at American Greatness. That's amgreatness.com. We are, for the time being, live streaming on YouTube. If you're watching us, hit the like button. Also, don't forget, given what happened recently with the overlords in Silicon Valley, we have a backup channel. It is at Rumble. Rumble believes in the First Amendment. Subscribe today. It is utterly free. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's SEBGORKA. Likewise, this show has its own webpage where you can hear our radio show 24/7, and likewise, you can see it live streaming every single day. That's SebGorka.com, SEBGORKA, SebGorka.com. We will be back with Lord Black after these messages.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
He's the author of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Champion of Freedom, as well as Richard M. Nixon, A Life in Full, and most recently his book on Donald Trump, A President Like No Other. Lord Conrad Black, follow him at Conrad M. Black on Twitter. Lord Black, I have to ask you about the events in D.C. that resulted from the incursion into Congress. To this very day, we have a 3.2-mile fence, a 12-foot-high fence with razor wire guarded by the National Guard that looks more like Berlin did during the Cold War. And now we have not only people like Jake Tapper, but we had administration voices talk about domestic threats and MAGA terrorism. How is this looked upon from outside the United States? The idea that 73 million Americans look to be potentially criminalized because of their political choices.
It's regarded with absolute incredulity. I mean, there are occasionally comparisons made in the United States and elsewhere with McCarthyism, and I regret to tell you that I am old enough to remember that era. I used to come home early from school to watch the Army-McCarthy hearings. They were very engrossing, but and what McCarthy did was awful. His 8-hour infamous speech claiming that General Marshall, who was one of the great figures in American history, had given Eastern Europe and China to Stalin. I mean, this was just outrageous. But there was a legitimate communist threat. I mean, espionage did assist Stalin in developing the hydrogen bomb. So there was something to look at, even though it was outrageously and demagogically misused. But here you have one half of the country saying the other half has to be reprogrammed and reoriented and taken aside and meticulously instructed on the error of their ways. It's a sort of bloodless version of the tribal massacres in Africa, or even the activities of Pol Pot. I mean, where one half of the population seeks, and in this case, fortunately, as far as we know, not to eliminate and physically liquidate the other half, but at least convert them all together from the current political viewpoint. And it's simply not imaginable that any serious body of opinion in the United States could advocate such a thing. And the fact is, I don't think any significant element of American opinion does advocate it, apart from the fact that those who do have substantial control of the media, but they're not representative of the country. I mean, your average Democratic voter would actually object to the idea that Republicans had to be penalized in some way and scolded officially and systematically in order to alter their political viewpoints. I mean, most Americans wouldn't agree to that. And so one wonders why it is going on and why it's gone on for so long and why we have nonsense, just complete foolishness, like an impeachment of someone who is no longer in the office from which it is sought to remove him. And it is because of the irrational hatred and fear of those whom former President Trump frightened. It is the tenacity of their position, of those who did not believe a challenge to their preeminence in the governance of the country was possible. But it is such an irrational and exaggerated reaction, it's going to backfire and cause their own downfall.
Well,
if they just savored their victory, however unethically obtained it might have been, and behaved in a moderate, sensible way and left Trump alone, and actually were competent as his successors in government, they might durably have seen him off. But every step they take to exploit their position to do something that is unconstitutional and fundamentally antagonistic to the basic ethos of America, which is nothing if not human liberty, then they're putting a nail in their own coffins politically.
Yeah, it is the antithesis of magnanimity in victory. Let's look at the precedent that is being set today as we speak. You mentioned the attempt to remove from office somebody who is not in office today. Does this open the door in future, potentially, Lord Black, to, let's say, I don't know, Joe Biden being impeached and tried after he leaves office? Or could we see, if the House goes to the Republicans in a year's time, could we see a justification made by the GOP to impeach and try Barack Obama?
Well, look, in theory, if we're going to have an impeachment of Trump, there's no reason why we can't impeach George Washington. I mean, he was a slaveholder. And every one of the 43 distinguished gentlemen who followed him, you can impeach all of them, dead or alive. You can find some grounds. I mean, just as spurious as what is alleged against the current immediate ex-president. But I was one of those, Sebastian, you may have been too, for all I know, who warned as a young editor of a small country newspaper of the dangers of trying to impeach Richard Nixon. It was just the politicization, the criminalization, yeah, of policy differences. And I said it's going to addict the American political system to this method of threatening those with whom they don't agree with a criminal process. And it is going to reduce the whole system to chaos eventually. And that's where we're headed. I mean, there were no impeachments whatever for 100 years, from Andrew Johnson to Richard Nixon. And they never quite voted impeachment, but the House Judicial Committee did with Nixon. And then, being traditionalist, patriotic American as he was, even though he did not commit a crime and never admitted to one, and no one has never been proved against him, despite that, he did not wish to put the country to the embarrassment of such a thing, and he resigned. But since then, we had in my opinion, spurious impeachment of Bill Clinton. I mean, what he did was tawdry. It's not something you remove a president from office for. And we had the threat of it with Iran-Contra, with Reagan, which was nonsense. And now we've had two with Trump. And you have to wonder where it's going to end. At some point, there's going to be a fiasco so complete for those who falsely and frivolously, vexatiously try to impeach somebody, that it is thereafter a deterrent to a repetition. And this may be the time. This one may be such a disaster for the Democrats that the system as a whole, both parties, are deterred from pulling a stunt like this again. So, I mean, impeachment of a president is there for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Such in the real sense of the word, such an awesome power, such a sacred tool that is being debased before our very eyes.
Trivialized and debased. Every president is going to face this.
The article is Biden's Honeymoon Interruptus. We are posting it right now on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. You can read it and all of Lord Black's other articles at amgreatness.com. That's American Greatness. Thank you, Lord Black. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio National Network. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
How fast could this go?
Well, the Democrats are going to quickly realize that this is a loser for them, and they're going to want to end it as quickly as they're going to start it. I mean, and Meadows is absolutely right. The House should have heard evidence. They should have taken witnesses. They should have anything that's being presented to the Senate in trial should be have already considered and part of the record in the House. It doesn't exist because it was a rush impeachment. And so, you know, the Senate is going to quickly decide probably as soon as tomorrow whether or not they're going to take witnesses. If they don't, it's going to be a very short process.
I do think our friend, former acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, is being a little bit kind to those who are orchestrating what Lord Black called the absurdity, the outrage, that is the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump now as a private citizen, that they will realize that it is a fool's errand and they will end it quickly. Do you agree? I'm not sure I do. They are not acting as rational actors. But sound off. You are the most important part of this show. Call us here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We were talking to Lord Black in the break. When does this all end? When do we see the Constitution not as something to be perverted and weaponized, and those who disagree with us politically deemed to be enemies, domestic threats, and MAGA terrorists? It's not a hard question to answer. It's a simple question to answer. These things only stop when somebody stops them. They never fizzle out by themselves. The perversion of truth for the sake of power and self-aggrandizement never, ever fizzles out on its own, because those who get trapped in that cycle become individuals drunk on the heady results of the power they accrue. So it's up to those who are prepared to show leadership. The circumstances demand leadership and that somebody step into the breach. And that means us. We have to engage. Even if you're not a political individual, a national state figure, your commitment to the truth makes a difference. Let's go to your call. Let's go to Bill in Los Angeles. Bill, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Hey, if this demagogue Chuck Schumer can put a former public official turned private citizen on trial for his words, then why can't he do that to a pesky former White House official turned radio host?
Why? Go ahead, expand on that before your mother asks for her phone back. Carry on, Bill.
Well, logically, what's to stop Chucky from coming after you because he doesn't like what you say or he doesn't like your quote, inflammatory rhetoric?
Nothing.
Exactly.
That's what they're trying to do. Criminalize conservatives. Thank you, Bill. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn.
God, hello. How are you?
I don't good.
Know. I'm very upset. I'm going to answer my own question. I'm not good. I'm very upset. And I want to tell you something. This is just so... Let me tell you. We have been fed BS from Obamagate and gang all the way to the present sham impeachment that's going on. That, by the way, I heard costs like $1 billion. That's our taxpayers' money, okay?
What costs $1 billion? What costs $1 billion?
This impeachment smearing or whatever that's going on here, this trial. It's just, you know, these politicians, they work for us. And all they do from, I don't know when, all they do is fight with the, they fight at our expense. And that's what they think that we send them to Washington for. We need to get things done. President Trump was the one who did great things. You know what, Dr. Gorka? Take a look. You know, it looks to me like if you bribe and you cheat and you lie and you ignore the constitutional laws and you could be as absurd as possible, somehow that's how you're going to succeed around here. So far, they have been succeeding, all right? They've been winning, okay? We sit here, we try to play by the rules, play with the law, be truthful and everything, and look what they do to us. And, like, that's what we're being taught.
Well,
we're just so divided.
You're right. And that's why what I said in the last segment is more important than ever. When do people stop getting away with it? They never say, oh, well, we're just going to stop. They're drunk with it. They have to be stopped by those who say enough and say we're not going to let them. We have to be active politically. We have to engage. So let this be a lesson to all of us. Goodness, if it is not defended, will be assaulted and disappear. If you believe in that which is good in America, it's up to us to protect it. Thank you, Judy. Back to your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from just outside the swamp from the relieffactor.com studios. But don't call us on a cell phone where you pay money to the bad guys. It's big tech. You can think of it as big tech. The big cell phone companies are left wing. At the end of the month, when you pay your bill, they make donations to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Don't let them join today. The only Christian conservative cell phone company, PatriotMobile.com, rated number one. Yes, number one in America for customer service for good reason, because they're on your side. When you pay your bill, they're not going to use it against you. They're going to fund things like First Amendment, sanctity of life, and organizations that believe in the Second Amendment. Join today. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call their amazing team 972-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/GORKA 972-PATRIOTS.
Somebody who has provoked an attack on the United States Capitol to prevent the counting of electoral votes, which resulted in five people dying, who refused to stand up immediately when he was asked and stopped the violence. That is a person who does not have a role as a leader of our party going forward. We have to make sure that we are able to convey to the American voters we are the party of responsibility, we are the party of truth, that we actually can be trusted to handle the challenges this nation faces like COVID. And that's going to require us to focus on substance and policy and issues going forward, but we should not be embracing the former president.
I don't think that's up to you, Liz Cheney. The idea that he's not the leader of the GOP? Well, who is it? Is it Mitch McConnell? Is it Mittens Mitt Romney? Or is it you? Wasn't she censured? Wasn't she censured back in Wyoming? I think this woman doth protest too much. Whether you like it or not, the fact, who was it? Was it Lord Black? I think it was Lord Black. Never before in American history has an incumbent president received 74 million votes. Which other GOP politician, quote unquote, could get 74 million votes? Not you, Liz Cheney. Nobody who is a politician today within the Republican Party comes even close to that level of love and support. I don't think her future, politically, is a bright one. But it's up to us, isn't it? If you live in Wyoming, it is definitely up to us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Somebody who has been an incredible supporter of President Trump, who's a supporter of our show here and a good friend, is Mike Lindell. If you haven't seen his new movie, they're trying to de-platform him everywhere, but you can watch it on his website. Watch it today. MichaelJLindell.com. MichaelJLindell.com. He's been working very hard, financing many of the cases for the president across the nation. Please support him. His company's MyPillow. These are incredible products made here in America. I use them. My whole team uses them. The president loves them too. There's a reason he sold 51 million MyPillows. He has a whole slew of incredible products, almost 100 of them, from the Giza Dream Sheets, buy one, get one, to mattress toppers, pet beds. And he's giving you the biggest discount ever, 60% off if you use my name. Go today, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Support Mike Lindell. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Orlando. Sam, line 5. Welcome, Sam.
Sir, Mr. Gorka, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
I got a good, thank you. I got a good question, I hope. Now, back in the first Civil War, it was planned out for a good many years before it actually ever got started and went on its way and the outcome came out. And through these elections that we've been going through, we're here since Trump became known that he was going to run and he got elected in. Has the Democratic Party, the other party on the losing side, been working towards what they keep saying now today or before this election took place about the new Civil War would be this? Are they trying to lay the groundwork from years working at it, and this is the playing field, and they're not going to stop until it comes?
Look, we discussed this shocking article by somebody called Molly Ball in Time magazine, where they describe with the names, with the organizations, the meetings, the quote-unquote conspiracy to win the last election. So they were planning that for a long time, and individuals were funding it, including Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, to the tune of more than $400 million. So they had a plan for that election. But are you positing, are you asking me, Sam, if they are planning a civil war in America?
Yes, because they've already barricaded, like you are saying, every day. They've already got the wall and the military already there around the White House of Washington, D.C. It seems like they're pushing this. The second impeachment could be the tipping point, could it not?
Well, look, let's stop for a second and look at this apolitically, just, you know, analytically. If there were a real shooting civil war in America between left and right, irrespective of who you voted for, Sam, who do you think would win and would win very easily?
We the people better.
Yeah, the conservatives, right? Because we don't wear masks and cold cock people from behind with bicycle locks. The people who believe in the Second Amendment. It's funny. If you believe in the Second Amendment, you probably know how to use a gun. If you're afraid of guns, if you think they should be banned, if you don't know the difference between a Mauser broom handle and a real broom, then you're probably not going to be the greatest a guerrilla fighter on the planet. So I don't want America to have a civil war, but I'm convinced of one thing. If God forbid there ever was one, it's not the crazies on the left, it's not Antifa, BLM who are going to win it. So on that alone, if it's a big if, Sam, if I'm thinking about rational actors, I think nobody, even on the left, wants a civil war. I think they are simply drunk with power. I think, Sam, that some of the people on Capitol Hill right now think they can actually ban Donald Trump from ever running for office again. They think somehow magically in the next 3 days, in the next 10 days, they're going to see 20 Republican senators walk across the aisle and vote to try a president and kick him out of office, even though he's not in office and he's not the president. So they're not rational actors. But at the end of the day, no, I don't buy it. There might be a civil war. I hope not. But I don't believe that Democrats want to actually have one. But great question, Sam. God bless. Stay on the line. Let's give Sam a copy of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. If you want your own copy, you can get them at our website, sebgorka.com, or our new store. Yes, we have a store now. It's called sebgorkastore.com. All kinds of stuff, including signed copies of all my books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, and The War for America's Soul. Check it out, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Back to your calls in a moment here on America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, effective, drug-free pain relief that truly works. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. Find out today if it can be you. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Relieffactor.com.
Everyone knows that simply wearing a mask dramatically reduces the spread of COVID-19. So I'm proud of our community, but those few bad actors will be identified, and the Tampa Police Department will handle it.
That is the mayor of Tampa, Jane Castor, who is using the police under her control to identify bad. Who are the bad actors? Carjackers, drug dealers, human traffickers. No, those who didn't wear a mask during the celebrations for the Super Bowl. I wanted to share that with you. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's squeeze in at least one more call, but don't go anywhere. We'll take calls in the next hour here on America First. Let's go to Ransom in Columbus, line 5. Welcome, Ransom.
Hello, Professor Gorka. Hey, I know you've been talking a lot about us getting politically involved. I believe I'm probably one of millions of people who want to get involved, but we don't know what to do to get organized so we can clear the swamp out. Can you give us some simple instructions on what we can do to get this thing started so that in 2022 we can try to clear the swamp out a little bit and get some righteous people in there governing us?
Yeah. So who was it that we had on the show? We had, I think, Elizabeth Schultz, who'd been in the Trump administration, had served on a local school board. But first things first, you need to educate yourself and those around you to just how devious and organized the left has become. So find out what's going on, whether the issue is freedom of speech, whether it's what's being taught in the local schools, whether it's social media, whatever it is, Second Amendment. If there's an issue you care about, school yourself so you actually know what's going on. Use the sources that we have stipulated are trustworthy. Let's post that article again. Everybody who keeps sending me stuff that they can't verify, if it's not on these 14 websites, it's probably dodgy or needs to be verified. So stick to those sources you can trust, like The Federalist, Breitbart, Daily Caller, Daily Wire, The City Journal. These are sources where you can educate yourself to the radicals that the left have become. And then once you're really up on that issue, get involved. If it's the Second Amendment, engage at the local hearings, at the council meetings, join the local organization that protects your rights, become an activist. It's a dirty word for conservatives, but it shouldn't be, because if you're not prepared to protect the Constitution, who will? If it's education, the mind-numbing brainwashing of our children, why aren't you running for local office? Or why aren't you helping somebody run for local office? Or if it's somebody who's betrayed you, whether it's a Democrat or a rhino, recall them. Get involved. They're going to put the recall of Governor Newsom of California on the ballot. Were you part of that measure in California? If you weren't, why not? Great question, Ransom. Stay on the line. You'll get a signed book as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.